Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 20th. I'm your host, Jaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good. Kind of just realized that we're both wearing hoodies, so I'm sure Eric Stein's going to be a little triggered. So sorry about that, Eric, but that's good to go. Let's go.
All right. let's go. Let's go. We are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. They came back at around midnight Eastern time, and we did have the spoilers from a couple hours before that we did manage to talk about on the episode recap last night, but we will be talking about all of the spoilers and then the updates and all of it. So get ready.
And the speculation that we'll inevitably be doing for the next 7 days until we finally crown a winner and are proven wrong based on everything that we're saying. So,
yes,
should be a fun ride.
Rob in the chat says Matt has the Casey bandana.
Yes. Started that last time. Might as well just keep it going now that it's get on the train or get run over by the train at this point with this level six stuff. So,
all right, there you go. So Casey has, in fact, won the power of veto, her fifth veto in 5 weeks. Of course, missing that double eviction one in the middle somewhere, which unfortunately prevents this from becoming a really big record, but ties the all-time record for the amount of vetoes in a single season. And with her fifth veto, and now she is going to decide between Angela and Tyler who is going to make it to the final three alongside her and JC.
Yes, I mean, Tyler and Casey have had talks over the past few weeks, pretty much all season, with this Coast to Coast alliance that's the two of them until the end. So, you know, reasonably, you would assume as soon as, you know, you find out that Casey won the veto, that Tyler is a lock for the final three with her. But I mean, you never know. It sounded like Angela was questioning things yesterday. I'm sure Tyler has been questioning things if he had to make the decision. So I'm sure Casey's put, you know, some thought into it. But then again, out of these three players, I do feel like there's the least amount of wiggle room for a decision to be changed with Casey winning the veto. But that's where we're at. So Casey and JC are locked for the final three. We only got one more spot to fill in.
Yes. And there had been some speculation, we might say, that Angela was talking about wanting to cut Tyler if she had the opportunity. However, when the feeds came back last night at around midnight, the very first thing that we heard was Angela saying, "I think it's best if I leave Tyler." Really, yes. Making the speculation that she might want to cut him seem jump the gun a little bit, maybe.
I really thought that we might have had something there, because I mean, you saw earlier in the season when Angela had to, you know, pull out those cutthroat moves that she felt like she needed to make at the time for her alliance, you know, with Caitlin and then Rachel going. I was like, all right, I mean, Angela could have the potential to make something happen here. But I mean, now that the opportunity has passed and the veto is not in her hands, I guess, you know, she's like, all right, you know, one of us should probably win and it's not going to be me. So I guess you should do it.
Yeah. Angela is saying that Tyler has a better chance of winning the jury vote. So she would rather Tyler move ahead, move forward, and stay in the game so that he can win. And then they can, you know, spend that $500K going on dates, I guess. Yes. I don't know. definitely not in the mindset of wanting to cut Tyler by any means. Tyler is going to, talk about, like, well, you know, I might leave. I might be good. She might choose to evict me. He, of course, does not believe that at all. But he's saying this, she's like, I don't know. I think maybe I should talk to Casey about it. Like, I don't know, like what's going to happen. Tyler then admits to being a super fan. This is, I talked last night. He needs to prepare Angela for her to go to the jury and pitch his game. And, he's finally done the thing, the good thing. He said, I am a super fan of this game. And Angela's like, oh, wait, what's a super fan?
She's like, so that means you've watched the show before and you so know like, what, who won?
Yeah, you're kind of like a nerd? Is that what you're saying?
She's like, she gets upset because she's like, I told you my secrets about all my, you know, athletic background and you held this for me the entire time. What else are you lying about? Which, I mean, it turns out he does have another secret and he's not going to tell her.
Yeah,
still hasn't told her.
She's like, I thought you said you had no more secrets. And he's like, no, I said I had a bunch more secrets. So yeah, you know, she's like, so you have more secrets? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is I guess he read the vibe well that Angela was not planning on campaigning against him, because I think if he thought there was any chance that she was going to run to Casey or JC with this information and you know, throw him under the bus, then he wouldn't have said anything. But it's their last night in the house together. We've seen this with showmances before. Corey and Nicole getting split up at the final four, not with like secrets or anything, but you know, Ika and Dimitri's, you know, when a couple knows it's their last night in the house together, they sometimes they go over the top under the covers, and sometimes they just spend all night together talking about their deepest, darkest super fan secrets.
Yes. And
so that's how they spent it.
Yeah. And this is what a Tyler needs to do if he wants to have a better shot at winning this jury, of course, is to send Angela in with the right message to send to the jury. And that seems to be what he's trying to do. So he's talking. He says he's a super fan. He's been watching since season 10, and he started watching at season 10, then he went back and he watched everything else. And he's been a huge fan ever since. And he's talking about like, oh, I was freaking out when all the previous house guests came into the house and I had to pretend not to be. And she's like, so you were like asking JC about what was going on and you knew all along? And he's like, yeah. I do think that's going to work in his favor quite a bit when that information reaches the jury house. However, Angela isn't the best vehicle for this, obviously. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hate Angela. And if she goes to the jury house and, you know, talks about this information in a hostile manner, then it might not be received as well as it might be. And at one point, Angela even talked about, here's what I'll do. I'll go to the jury house and I'll take the blame for everything. I'll say that I manipulated you and that, you know, you're just doing it for me and that, you know, it was none of it was your fault. And Tyler was like, oh, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You don't have to do that. That's not probably what you want to do.
Yeah, you can tell that Angela is not the super fan here. Mm. That's not a good idea. I mean, I was debating this yesterday, you know, back and forth about how I felt about Angela going into the jury house and, you know, as an advocate for Tyler, of course, is what she will be. And at first I'm like, it's probably not the best person Tyler wants pushing his case, especially since everybody in the jury house doesn't like Angela. But I don't know. I think the amount of time that they've been in there, they're going to be looking for some new information, regardless of if they want to believe Angela or not, of what she's going to be bringing them. It's probably not the worst thing in the world, especially if she's not going to be spending a ton of time with them. The round table's coming up, so she might not even be there at all or be there for long. So it might not be the end of the world, but either way, Angela's plan is not a good one of what she wanted to say to them.
I actually think that this that the format currently is sort of the best case scenario. Not the format of live questioning, but the format of Angela will not be at the jury house with the other jury members. She will meet them at the round table. They'll talk for however long they talk for. I assume around the same amount of time that they used to do with the jury questioning. So like an hour or two. And so she will be able to get any information that Tyler relays to her out into the for the jurors, and they might be mad at her and they might take this poorly in the moment. However, they will then have a few days afterward where they are sequestered individually to reflect on this by themselves, the any information that they got from Angela. So if she comes into the jury house and she says that Tyler is, you know, he's been doing all these great things and he's actually a super fan, and in the moment they're like, well, screw you, Angela, because she's presenting it in a bad way, they have a few days to cool off and think about that all by themselves. And because it's new information as well, it might be the kind of thing that is able to, you know, if they were thinking about voting in a block, make them think separate from anyone else. Well, you know, now that I have this new information, maybe I should consider voting a different way without being influenced by the groupthink of the jury house. So I do think that this will work out for Tyler in the long run, as long as Angela doesn't do anything so stupid as to say, hey, you know, I was manipulating Tyler the whole time. It's all my fault.
Yeah, she needs to be really careful with the delivery, because if she can go to them and say something like, I was blindsided because Tyler's a super fan and I had no idea this whole time, and presented as like him getting one over on her as well, that'll look good for him. But if she goes in there saying like, you guys are all stupid because you didn't know that Tyler was a super fan and he got one over on you guys, implying that like, you know, the two of them were just all powerful and did it again, got another one over on the Fautes, then the Fautes will not respond very nicely to that. So I think we're all, I mean, you know, again, we'll go into the jury a lot over the next few days, you know, with the various updates and podcasts that we'll still have. But I don't know, the idea of the Fautes voting together, if that is a possibility. Last year's jury was really scary in terms of like setting a precedent going forward, you know, having a jury pack to not vote for a single player. So if there is anything like that going on, you know, that'll be something dangerous to look out for. But I don't know, I think Angela could be bringing some information. You know, I'm sorry, when Brett went out, I feel like he brought in information, but like he was so separated from level six, like the court, like those three, that it was kind of different. But now that like one of the three is coming in, I feel like they're going to be dying to hear what she has to say, regardless of if they buy into it. So I feel like it could change things up if they already have a plan going into the roundtable.
Yeah, Brett goes into that jury house telling the jury that Tyler is screwed because Angela and Casey are going to take each other. And so when Angela walks in having been evicted by Casey, I think that Brett is going to be taken aback a little bit and probably be somewhat impressed with Tyler at that point. I would imagine, unless he's just like really, really bitter for whatever reason, because I mean, he also has reason to be bitter against Casey. So you know, I would imagine that at that point, he would defer to Angela in terms of, okay, so what was actually happening then?
Yeah.
And something else that we should talk about is that Angela will not only have the information about being Tyler being a super fan, but this other secret that he's alluding to here, where she's talking about, what other secrets do you have? And he's like, I can't tell you yet. And so she's like, well, when are you going to tell me? He's like, oh, okay, when I get voted out, I'll tell you on my way out the door. And she's like, well, what if I get voted out? Will you tell me if I get voted out? Which is obviously what he was trying to get to in the first place. And he's like, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll let you know in my goodbye message. It'll all be good. And what he's referring to here, obviously, he's got the Power app to explain, but I believe he is also going to talk about his final two with Casey. And so she is going to go to the jury house armed with that information as well. And that could theoretically piss her off. But I don't think so. I think that I think she'll be hurt to some degree. But I still think she would campaign for Tyler in the jury house. But that means she will be going to the jury house, not only saying Tyler's a super fan, but he's had a final two with Casey since day two, or day one, whatever you want to call it, Casey. And so at that point, I mean, Brett's going to say, well, I had a final two with Tyler. And Sam's going to say, oh, well, I had a final two with Tyler. And Angela's like, well, he said he was going to take me. So, you know, I do think that, you know, at that point, people are either going to think, okay, so because it also depends on what Tyler says in his goodbye message. Does he say, I had a final two with Casey from day two and I was going to pick her over you? Or does he say, I had a final two with Casey, but she won the veto, so I'm sorry, but I would have picked you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I really feel like the more blindsided that Angela is going into the jury house and the more she tells them and has like that shocked, you know, aspect of what she's saying, like, yeah, I had no idea that the two of them had a final two. I had no idea that Tyler was a super fan and all this stuff. If they see, because they feel like, you know, there's a conception, a misconception in the jury that Angela is the one who has been leading Tyler along. If people are still thinking that, as soon as Angela comes in saying, like, I just found out all this information and Tyler blindsided me with this information, then it looks good for Tyler. Meanwhile, all of this is going on. And I mean, one of the biggest points that I feel like needs to be made in all of this is the fact that if the jury is understanding Tyler's game at this point, if there are people who are like, Tyler's a big threat, they need to get him out, and we find, you know, we get to the jury finds out that Casey evicted Angela instead of Tyler, they're not going to be too pleased with that decision from Casey, I'd imagine. I feel like they're going to be thinking, you know, if they find out that Casey had the option between Tyler and Angela and that she did not evict Tyler, that can't be points in her favor.
Yeah, because, I mean, we'll get to this, but obviously it's a no-brainer decision for Casey to evict Tyler in this spot. She's choosing between the person that is probably most likely to beat her in the jury house, or at least definitely a lot more likely to beat her in the jury with the jury vote, or a person that will definitely lose to her in a jury vote. They will both take her to the final two. They are both good at competitions. In fact, you know, Angela probably slightly worse at the final three competitions, which means Casey would have an even better chance of winning the final three HOH. But even then, it's not that much of a difference. Really, the only difference is one is a lot easier to beat in the jury vote than the other. They both take her. It's a no brainer decision. But of course, she's not making that decision, so that could lose her some respect in the jury house. Although we know Brett's mentality for a long time was the person that takes Angela out is going to win some points with the jury. So he may not see it from that perspective.
I don't know. I think that ship has sailed. I think I agreed with him at the time, because it seemed like there was still time to maneuver. There was still Sam in the house that could have easily been dragged to the end if somebody was looking around to say, like, well, there was still a goat in the house I could have beaten in the end. It didn't have to be Angela. So I feel like, you know, that was like back in final seven or final six or something that sending Angela would have won favor. But at this point, it's like, all right, everybody left is somebody who's played a game, who is a chance to win in the end. And Angela is the only one left who was like, all right, yeah, she's probably not going to get more than a vote or two, if that. So yeah, not a great look for Casey as we're winding down here. So, you know, I mean, again, last night I was thinking, it seems like, you know, now that we're at the end and Casey looks like, you know, she's been dominating in all the competitions, great social game. She looks like the front runner and you know, everyone still loves JC. I feel like he has a good shot to win. I was like, wow, I feel like Tyler might be the one most likely to lose a vote here. But the more you think about it and the more that we, you know, talk about it over the next few days, I do think that the case for Tyler is still very much there. I mean, I don't know if anyone was thinking that he was drawing dead, because he's absolutely not drawing dead. It just seemed like he was at, like, you know, the 40 and a 60-40 against both of them. But it really could be like a 50-50. I think that this is one of the most, this is going to be one of the toughest jury votes to predict, like, of all time. It's three players who have played well in their own different ways, and I don't know, it's going to be a lot of fun trying to figure out who's going to win.
It's going to be interesting for sure. I think that what Tyler should tell Angela is that you should, he can also try and manufacture this with this goodbye message, which might happen. But essentially what he should tell Angela is, you should go into the jury house. You should not be adamantly defending me. You should not be like, no, Tyler's the best. Tyler's amazing. You should go into the jury house acting pissed off at me. I'm pissed at Tyler. He lied to me. He had a final two with Casey. He had a final two with JC. He's definitely getting taken to the final two. This guy, he was secretly a super fan the whole time. He lied so much. But I'm still going to give him my vote because I really respect him. I think that's exactly the message that Angela should be bringing to the jury, because the jury will be like, he pissed off Angela. We love that. And then also at the same time, wow, really impressive that he managed to piss off Angela this much and she's still willing to vote for him. So I think that that's how he should want her to send his message to the jury. Again, whether or not he thinks of that, I'm not sure. He definitely has done a little bit of what I've said in terms of preparing Angela for the jury. But he hasn't given her explicit instructions yet, like Nicole did with Corey. So we'll see just how specific he gets.
I kind of like Rob's idea from a few minutes ago in the chat about she should just tell them how good he smells. Maybe that'll win him some points. Like, have you guys ever smelt Tyler? Because he smells really good, and I think we should want our winner to smell good.
Yeah, guys, Casey just smells like neutral, and JC just smells like sweat.
we need a good smelling winner. We're gonna have a lot of after parties, you know, the next few days. We need to make sure our winner smells good.
Do you really want the winner of our season to be somebody that doesn't smell good?
Like, how boring is a neutral smelling winner?
Yeah.
And nobody got time for a neutral smelling winner.
It's fair. So that's basically what's going on with Tyler and Angela. He's in a great spot here. He should use it to his advantage as much as possible. I know that Brent was on Twitter like, oh, Tyler making a big mistake telling all this to Angela, as though Angela would ever use this information against Tyler. But I do believe this is good stuff. And in fact, he should be doing even more of it before she ends up leaving. JC and Casey were also having a conversation when the feeds came back up. They opened up to JC trying to convince Casey to keep Tyler around. They should keep Tyler in the game. They can beat him in the competitions more easily than Angela, so on and so forth. He's got a bunch of reasons, and you know, they're LGBT forever, and Tyler's the one that they should keep around, and they should take out Angela. And Casey is essentially saying like, yeah, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I still need to talk to them, and I'm not entirely sure yet.
Well, JC thinks he's the most influential player in there. He, you know, and I really do think in his mind, he thinks that he can convince Casey to go whichever way he wants her to go. I mean, their interests do line up at this point. So it's not like he has to push too hard for Tyler to stay, because it seems like that is the way that Casey is leaning. But yeah, that's how JC operates all season. He's just he just thinks that he can work his way in and manipulate anyone into doing what he wants them to do. But yeah, so and it. You know, Casey does confirm later on when she's talking to Tyler that she's just kind of trying to make it seem like it's not a clear cut choice for her. You know, because it kind of is. I think even if we were thinking that she might have been weighing the decision back and forth, you know, it looked like she was just listening to music, contemplating for like an hour or so. But yeah. I think she probably has, you know, not changed her mind once. So she's just kind of not showing her card so much to JC by saying it like, yeah, I'm keeping Tyler. And so I don't know. And JC later on, like, I mean, not to cut ahead, but yeah, there's not a whole lot of feeds ahead. Anyway. I'm cutting ahead.
Well, it was, so JC and Casey are talking, and Casey is talking about that, you know, she is, I'm not sure, I'm going to have to talk to them. And then, yeah, I was live on Twitch last night watching the feeds, and she spent a long time while Angela and Tyler were talking, listening to music, looking very sad, like wiping away tears, sighing. And there were a lot of people that were like, oh, she's thinking about cutting Tyler. Clearly, look, this is happening. But I do believe this was, in fact, just her being sad in general, because she has to cut one of her friends, and that friend being Angela. Tyler and Kate and Angela did end up coming up upstairs afterward, after she finished her conversation with JC, and JC was in the diary room, and they sort of commiserated together, talking about like, oh, you know, we were crying, did you cry, like, oh, this sucks, you know, oh, we're not gonna be able to tell JC about level 6 anymore, it's the worst.
Yeah, just, we love each other, we're gonna be good forever, there's no bad feelings, we know this sucks, someone has to go, you know, no worries, Casey. We're not going to hate you. So yeah, the last night together as a team, and the biggest team player of all, Casey, is not taking it so well that she has to make this decision, even if she doesn't know what she's going to do. It's a sad night for level six.
Yes. Poor Casey having to,
poor Casey having to evict somebody and get herself another step further in the game.
Yeah, having to evict the wrong person, and so then later JC comes out of the diary room and he says to Casey, after my diary room session here, I'm 50-50. I could go either way. I Tyler could leave, Angela could leave. I don't even care. I have no preference. It's like, whoa. What happened? Oh my. Is he thinking about, okay, he needs to take Angela because he can beat Angela? Like, what's going on? No, this is just another tactic of JC's. He goes and talks to Tyler and he's like, yeah, I'm trying to convince Angela, or I'm trying to convince Casey that I don't care because I don't want to push too hard. I don't want to push too hard and make it obvious that that we're together. I'm just trying to back off a little. It's persuasion tactic.
I imagine that the diary room isn't like there's not much that they can ask to avoid the question of like, don't you think that Tyler is the bigger threat? Like, I'm sure they're not asking it directly like that, but I can't imagine that they're not asking JC or Casey, like, all right, so who do you want to go? And then they're like, Angela. And then they're probably like, you're not worried about Tyler being a bigger threat in the jury. Like they have to ask something like that so that they can get the reaction of Casey saying, I'm not worried about Tyler because the two of us have a final two and we're going all the way to the end, coast to coast, baby. And JC saying like, Tyler's going to bring me to the end, whatever it is. So I don't know. Maybe he did have like a brief second where he was like, oh shit, like they're telling me this is not a good idea. But I mean, it's kind of like the Brett thing. Like he might have like this reaction initially and then change it to justify his needs a little bit later on.
I think it was that he pushed really hard with Casey, and then he didn't get anything back. And then when he was in the diary room, he was thinking about like, oh my god, if Angela stays this week, it'll be so bad. And like, I just pushed really hard and it didn't work, and I don't want to get caught. So it did seem, I'm 50-50. I don't care either way. I think if JC had changed his mind, he would care and he would want Tyler out. I don't think he would ever be 50-50.
I mean, he was never changing his mind on this. He wanted his he wanted his boy toy in the end.
He's trying to use that tactic there with Casey. He really does not want Tyler to go. And this is obviously because I do believe that from JC's perspective, Angela and Casey will 100% take each other to the end. Whereas if it's Tyler and Casey, he has at least some chance. And I know he doesn't trust Tyler, so I know he doesn't think it's a guarantee, but I think he thinks there's some chance that Tyler might take him to the final two, whereas there's zero chance that Angela or Casey will, which is fair.
Might not have been true considering the potential spoilers that we were hearing yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't believe a word of it considering Angela's.
Either way, it's there's so much to talk about over the next few days about who actually will take who to the end. And I have no idea any of the three of them really who they want to sit next to. If we start talking about the possible scenarios for that, we'll be here for another hour. But he's probably not wrong that Tyler bringing him to the end is a possibility, especially with another comp win from Casey. So, again, we see that both of them want to keep Tyler in the house. So that's probably what's going to happen tonight. And goodbye, Angela.
Yes. So he does say, though, if Tyler, if you do go, it's all your fault for not listening to me. You should have listened to me. I told you that we needed to take these people out. We could have had two people that hate each other instead of two people that like each other. Right now, you would be in a much better spot. I should have just told you right from the start that you're just the pretty one that wins competitions and I am the brainer. You have never been the brainer. That's what should have happened from the start. You should have been listening to me. Everyone should always listen to me. Tyler's like, look, if she chooses me to stay, will I get to say I told you so? And he goes, no.
This whole, these past like 2 weeks has just been about him wanting to get validation from Tyler that like, that the two, he should have been listening to JC all along. That's just, he wants Tyler to tell him that he's right. And then to, cuddle him or something. I don't know.
Yes. He wants to be sitting in the final two with Tyler. Of course, this could be a lie. I know that JC wants Tyler in the final three. However, I'm not entirely convinced that JC wants to choose Tyler to sit next to him in the final two. I do think it's more likely that he wants to do that than sit next to Casey, but he's obviously telling both Casey and Tyler that he plans on taking them to the final two. Which one he's more genuine with is definitely up in the air, because, you know, there's no, you know, once he cuts one of them, then he doesn't have to, you know, admit to any lies after the fact. So I do believe that he is more likely to choose Tyler to sit next to. I think he thinks that he has a better shot against Tyler. He still sees Tyler as the pretty one that wins competitions, whereas he sees Casey as a very likable one that has won even more competitions. So I do believe that he wants to sit next to Tyler in the end, but I don't think it's necessarily a given. For example, if information happened to come out about Tyler being a super fan, anything like that, and you know, something that puts, you know, JC and starts to make him think of Tyler in a different way, I could easily see him going, oh, actually, let's go over to this other side then. Really, JC's perspective on Tyler has always been one of his major weaknesses in the game. And I do think that Tyler has a better shot at beating JC than Casey does. So I don't think that's necessarily the correct decision for him if he does happen to win the final three HOH. But yeah, JC, this it's all your fault if this happens.
What I'm looking forward to is that, you know, we've noticed that over the past few weeks since Tangela has really risen to become one of the most entertaining and exciting showmances in Big Brother history, as reported on the podcast last night. It feels like Tyler has kind of, you know, sunk his game a little bit, not to any kind of point where it's, you know, impossible to come back from, but it's like, you know, he has kind of taken his eye off the prize a little bit. That's how I feel. And I feel like with Angela going out of the house tonight, I think that he will have, you know, the next few days to focus on winning the competitions and really sitting down and thinking on his own, what is the best way forward? I'm in the final three. How do I find a path to victory? How do I figure out something to say to these jury members to make them not hate me, to make them respect my game? And which one of these two am I really going to sit next to? Is it going to be the person who just keeps winning competitions and everyone loves? Or is it going to be this person who has played a social game that's pretty good, but I can probably outtalk them in the jury vote and make it seem like he was doing all my dirty work? So I think that Tyler will come around. I really think he'll benefit from having Angela out of the house.
Yeah, certainly possible. So the final thing that, you know, Tyler says, because JC says, would you have evicted Angela if you won the veto? And Tyler says, yes, I really would have. I promise. Mm-hmm. So he's telling JC that, although we still, of course, have no idea what Tyler actually would have done in that spot. Hopefully we will find out tonight. I think, you know, it'll probably be part of his goodbye message to Angela. Like, I would have picked you over Casey, whether or not that's a lie, of course, is hard to determine. But maybe we will get diary rooms about it during the veto competition. Like, if I win this, he'll probably say, if I win this, I have to make a decision that I don't want to have to make. And then after he loses, he'll probably be like, thank God I didn't have to make that decision. And I'll be like, damn it, Tyler.
I know.
What would you have done?
I know. And I hope we find out. I have no faith that we will, considering the information from Tyler has been pretty pretty locked and sealed. But hopefully, you never
know. Because I think, you know, whether or not Tyler wins the game, this decision has a massive impact on his potential legacy. Not whether or not he wins, because if he wins against Casey, it ultimately doesn't matter that much. But if he loses against Casey, like, how we think of his game heavily depends on whether or not he planned on taking Casey, because if he didn't plan on taking Casey, then man, you got pretty unlucky that Casey just went on this, you know, this competition spree, and then JC and Casey were both immune at Final Four. Like that's a little bit of bad Dan Gieseling season 14 luck right there. But if he'd planned on taking Casey all along and he loses to Casey, that's a massive blunder. That really impacts how you view Tyler's game. And if we don't know either way, then screw you, Tyler. We have to assume that you don't know what you're doing. Because if you don't tell us that you wanted Angela in the end, then I am not going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you wanted Angela in the end. I'm going to say, we didn't know. And so, unfortunately, that's not a good look for you.
That's how I've been feeling all season. I mean, we knew that he had the final two with Casey. And even when we said it makes way more sense, all the sense in the world for him to cut Casey as soon as he possibly can. Like going back to like the double eviction, like of course he had in his mind he needed to get Brett out, but I was like, Casey has to go in the next few weeks. The veto, you know, comp wins are not helping, but you know, we've been saying for a while now that Casey is his biggest threat, and if we find out that he was planning on taking her, then that is a major, major point against how I will remember his game.
Yes. So.
Yes.
All right. So Casey and Tyler did then talk at the toward the end of the night. Of course, this she confirms she is keeping him. They talk, you know, Angela. She kind of sees it coming. She understands. I think they think they she will understand. She tells Tyler all about JC's pitches to keep Tyler. And the LGBT thing and all of that. And so they're both telling each other about JC's pitches. Oh no, he doesn't know how close we are. You know, this line they've been saying to each other all season. By the way, just random aside, I do these from time to time. This whole, they don't know how close we are is an incredibly effective thing to say on Big Brother. It should be one of your most said things. It's a very good line. Very good line.
Yeah.
They don't know how close we are. It helps bring you together with somebody and discredit anything that anybody else says. Anytime there was any bad information about Tyler, all he needed to do was say, well, yeah, of course they're saying that. They don't know how close we are.
He's with Sam a lot.
Exactly. They don't know that you know it's not true because of how close we are. They don't realize that. That's why they're saying those things. It both discredits the other person and solidifies the relationship that that you have with the other person. It's very good stuff. They don't know how close we are. She's pretending to be on the fence with JC.
Absolutely. I can't wait till you get on in like a season or two. And then we get a montage of Taryn talking to everybody, telling everybody they don't know how close we are. Listen, Brent, they don't know how close we are.
Well, I can't see. That's the problem. If I ever go on Big Brother, there's usually one super fan that would know who I was. And they're
listening right now.
Exactly. So I wouldn't be able to use any of the analysis, the advice that I've given.
You're going to go to that one person who is in the chat room right now and say, listen, they don't know how close we are. And they're going to be like, I heard you say that before. Done.
I know that you listened to that podcast, but actually, we're really close.
Yeah, yeah, right. But they don't know how close we are. And then you leave the storage room and they're like, wink, wink. They don't know how close we are. All right, Taryn Armstrong. You're done for.
For the record, I would 100% work with any listener of the podcast. If okay. I was in the house, I would work with them all the way to the end. I've said as much and everywhere I go. I do think that's a good strategy for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
what are we talking about? Casey and Tyler.
Yes. So she's pretending to be on the fence with JC. They talk about how they've been together since day basically one. Basically, she was wearing the same clothes. So Angela will have to understand because Coast to Coast was formed prior to level 6. So, you know, it had seniority. She'll have to understand this was their thing from day one, blah, blah, blah. Tyler says he's going to let her know in the goodbye message. He also talks about how JC will be really pissed at him. But he can't wait to tell him. Because JC keeps talking about, yeah, I think Tyler's telling the truth here. Like, I can't wait to tell JC about this because JC, he's just been talking about like, you've made so many mistakes. And he's going to be like, JC, I knew what I was doing. I had a final two with Casey all along. Yeah, get off my back.
If we don't get that on some type of recorded video, then I will be very upset if we don't get JC finding out that he was the one who didn't know all this information the whole time. I really like the way that Tyler approached this conversation with Casey, because again, he reinforced it as like the we of it, like the us, like you and me, Casey. He didn't even say to her like, so you're keeping me, right? You know, he goes to her and says, so what are you going to say to Angela tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I like that. I like the way that he presents it, because it's like, all right, so since we're obviously a lock for the final three now, so like, how are we going to let her down easy? He doesn't even ask. He just, you know, and that's good. I like that.
That's exactly how to play and Casey as well, because in Casey's mind, she feels bad about what she's doing, and she doesn't want to feel bad about what she's doing. So obviously he needs to go to her, and, you know, to like, he is full expectation that they're keeping each other. And don't worry, Angela's going to understand. So in Casey's mind, if she wanted to make the move against Tyler, it would be against somebody who fully expects her and would feel super betrayed by her if she did that move. And then, you know, versus somebody who would understand if she did it in the other way. So for Casey, who plays very emotionally, it's a no brainer to keep Tyler and evict Angela, because she has an excuse for why she's evicting Angela. She had a pre-existing final two. Angela's more likely to understand, whereas Tyler, she has no excuse, and Tyler would not understand and he'd be mad. So for her, it's a no-brainer. She's keeping Tyler, even though it's kind of the other way around, where it's a no-brainer. You should be keeping Angela. Yes. But it's not really how Casey plays the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's the vibe in the house that everyone kind of knows right now. I think, you know, all three of them understand that Angela's going and whatnot. So I don't think anyone's going to be, you know, too devastated tomorrow. No one's going to have any hurt feelings. I mean, just Angela. I don't think she's going to be, actually upset. She said it as much that, you know, they're all family and they're still going to be friends after this. So she has nothing to worry about. But Casey, you know, she doesn't want to break up the team. She's devastated at the thought of it. So it'll be a rough night for her tonight. But, you know, once Angela's gone, then hopefully, or not hopefully, then the team of two will be Casey's main focus to get to the end.
Yes. So that's basically what's been going on. Casey does talk also about, the hitmen, when they were in the final three, they came up with the plan to they decided like who was going to win which part of the competition. So we should figure out, you know, who's got the best chance to win this. Casey, really, really big fan of the hitmen.
I like all three of these final threeers in terms of like their games. But like, it's just I want Tyler to beat Casey in the final two so much more every time that I hear the Derek and Cody stuff, because it's just like, how many times can we talk about Derek and Cody and just not acknowledge the fact that one of them lost?
Especially because you know that Casey sees herself as the Cody.
You would think so, but does she?
Oh, she definitely sees herself as the Cody.
But does she realize that Cody didn't win the game, or does she just like, it's just, you don't have to be a super fan to realize that getting to the end as a duo who was strong all the way to the end, like one of them lost. I'll never understand it. And that's like, it's like I said, it's like the number one reason of why I want to see Tyler win, just to be like, what were you thinking? Like, what did you think was going to happen differently?
So here's the thing. Casey is a Cody. So when she listens to Derek talk about his alliance with Cody, she because she is a Cody, falls for the same thing that Cody fell for, which is like, Derek is like, no, we were a team. I was going to pick him to go to the final two. We were going to win together. We were never going to betray each other. We were a team the whole way. I was never more than him. It was just what we were doing. And, you know, like when most people are like, BS, you probably would have taken Victoria, or even if you hadn't, you knew that you were going to beat Cody. Casey is a Cody, so she believes that, and she sees them as a team, and she thinks like, yes, they were a team, they had equal partnership and so on and so forth. And
but it's just like, the obvious difference is that like in BB16, Derek was the one who put in all this work to push that, like, it's us, we're the team, we're not gonna let Victoria get to the end and all this stuff. Like, it's like, it's you and me all the way. But this time it's the Cody pushing that it's you and me, we're the team, we're going to go all the way to the end. Like, Tyler is, of course, enforcing this every chance that he gets whenever she brings it up. But she is the one who consistently brings up, we're the Derek and Cody. Like, she's the one who started these conversations of, we're the Derek and Cody. And, you know, she's pushing it all the way to the end. So that's the part that is just like mind boggling.
Derek is so good that he's done half of the work for Tyler by being in a different season.
Yeah. Tyler will have to write a thank you card as soon as he gets out of the house.
Yes. Again, depending on what Tyler would have done, I think you have to be, it's again, like, I want to also be ranting against Tyler for also being loyal to this, if he is in fact loyal, but I don't know if he's loyal. So, yeah, I mean, we'll, If we find out that Tyler really planned on taking Angela over, or Casey over Angela, then don't worry, we'll have words for Tyler as well. Yes.
I mean, I agree with your gut instinct of the past 2 days when you were saying that you think that Tyler would evict Casey over Angela if that was the choice that he had to make. I know you said you didn't feel confident about it. I probably don't either, but I do think that if he was presented with the choice of the two of them sitting in front of him on, you know, that there's the eviction tonight, that he would have evicted her. We will have plenty to say towards him if we find out that was not the case.
Yes. Like these people, they had a chance to watch Ghost Island before they came to this house, right?
Who do you think is watching Ghost Island? Tyler, maybe?
Yeah, right. Tyler. Does he watch Survivor? I can't remember now.
I don't know. That wasn't part of his secrets.
Yeah. All right. That's basically what went down last night on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. We will, of course, have the live veto ceremony and eviction tonight. So that will be very interesting. We will be live after the episode to recap what happens, and we'll have our final three.
I'd say like a 99% chance we get a jury segment tonight. There's no way we don't, right?
Yes.
Haley and Brett just got there. Are they going to get Sam in there? Maybe if they get the video done real quick. She went there Tuesday, so I don't see why not.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she'll be there.
We'll get like a full segment, and then toward the end we'll get Sam coming in, probably, and then like some conversation about that, but not too much after the fact. Yeah.
So I think we really need some information from these jury members, a diary room or whatever they call it in the jury house, from like a Bailey and a Rockstar, just to see where their heads are at, because it's been so long and, you know, since we've talked to them, or since we've had that jury segment the last time. So really need to check in with those guys and see what they're thinking before these next few days.
Yes. And also don't forget that, like, you've got exit interviews, which is one stage of, you know, what they're thinking. Then you have jury segments, which are another stage. They've had time, they're talking with other people, and it's also heavily edited. Then you get the round table, which is another stage, which is usually the most predictive stage. You can generally get a sense of where they're leaning at that point, but again, it's also heavily edited. But then even after the round table, they have time alone, and we saw last season that there were multiple people, you know, Kevin in particular, who during their time sequestered by themselves ended up changing their minds from the roundtable discussion and went a different way. So you never really know what these people are thinking until they cast their vote, for the most part.
Yep, makes it so much fun over these next few days of predicting, when you just have no idea what they're actually going to do, despite all of the guessing we can do. It's so much fun.
Yeah. All right. So look forward to all of that tonight, of course. And then tomorrow morning, I will be back at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. And then after the episode tonight, I do believe, feeds will go down. Probably
not a whole lot today.
After the weekend.
No, they've been going pretty far, like, into the season. I want to say that, like, haven't they been going towards like the last 24 hours almost?
We'll
have them for a while.
I feel like, because we get to see both part one and part two. So
yeah,
not on the feeds, but we're gonna see the winner. Yeah. So I feel like it's Tuesday. I feel like it's Monday or Tuesday. It might be Tuesday, so it might be the day before.
The finale's on Wednesday, yeah, so probably Tuesday, like 12 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time or something. They'll wake them up, send them all, you know, tell them to say goodbye to us, and then that'll be it. Or when, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I always get confused because it's different with Big Brother Canada, and you go back and forth, and so it's never consistent. But we don't have to worry about it yet.
It sounds like, I think that is right. I think BBUS usually goes to like as late as possible. So.
Yes. So I will be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on what's been going down. If something crazy happens tonight, I will definitely go on Twitch. If it's normal, if Angela gets evicted, I think we're fine. I think we have a decent idea of what's going to go down, and I don't think there'll be too much to Although, no, are they going to start the HOH?
Yeah, we should know by tomorrow morning who the first part of the HOH winner is. I think they do that. They'll do that today and then Saturday part two. And then that's it for the until Wednesday. So I think it's a normal HOH on a Thursday night. And then where the veto comp usually happens is when part two happens.
So trying to think, was it 18 where they had the cat?
Oh, that was so stupid. But that was 18. Yes. With,
what did they have last season? I don't remember.
Last season they were sitting on some kind of motorcycle in the sky, and Christmas was, or right. Maybe that wasn't what it was, but they were on some kind of contraption in the sky.
It was a unicorn, wasn't off, it?
And they told her how to fall specifically. Yeah, a unicorn.
Not a motorcycle, a unicorn.
And they were like farting unicorns or something. Yes. Farting unicorn. Don't we love Big Brother?
Yeah. And we didn't see either of those on the feeds, right?
No. It's, but it should happen tonight after the.
Right. Okay, so yes, check all that out. Of course, we've got plenty of coverage for you heading down the final stretch here. Less than a week away, the finale of Big Brother 20. What a season! What a season!
We are almost done.
Yes. All right. So you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Liguori. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong, if you want to. And that's all we got for you. So thank you for joining us. I will see you next time.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.